Can I live in the now? That's a very good question. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Can I live in the now? This is a question we all ask ourselves many, many times a day, many, many times a moment, whether we can live in the now or not. Well, so long as we think about the past, we're living in the past. So long as we think about the future, we're living in the future. This is a topic that we have spoken to often. Can I live in the now? Can I really live in the now? I built a house when we came to campus here, this campus, and it's a lovely house. It's a big old three-bedroom house filled with lots of room, the swimming pool, and jacuzzi, and four-car garage, and a beautiful office, and beautiful counseling room, beautiful big living room we call the cathedral, and a dining room, and a kitchen, and everything under the sun. It's quite lovely. And, of course, my office. And I lived in it for quite a while. It was a beautiful house. It is a beautiful house. And as I lived in it, I was very eager to have plantings around, and I planted trees around the grounds. There's about 2 or 3 acres of the ground that sits fenced in so that Rex could be in there with me and running around without any concern and just really having a good time. And I planted some lovely trees that were small and wonderful and rooted properly in the soil, but they needed to have a lot of water. And then we heard about some cottonwood trees that we heard would grow very quickly and very wonderfully and very beautifully. And so I immediately got a hold of a bunch of cottonwood trees, about 8 or 10 of them, and planted them all over this acreage, mostly around the house. And as I planted them around the house, they grew profundely. They were just beautiful, wonderful trees, lovely leaves on them. And in the winter, of course, the leaves all fell off and were kind of a bother, but they were wonderful. And then, as the years went by, they became even more beautiful. Tall, beautiful shade trees that gave a lovely shade over the front porch and over the office area, and just really wonderful. And if you look down at the earth, you could see where the roots are going along on top of the soil. They were maybe halfway down and halfway up, and they were sort of wiggling around like snakes all over the place, just looking for surface water, because that's what cottonwood trees do. And as they went around to our septic tank, and they found that had a little leak in it. And so they drank profoundly of that wonderful septic tank, and they grew taller and taller, more and more roots, and more of their roots circled the septic tank and started getting into it and started filling it up, and we had to cut them all out. Well, that went on for years. And now, with all the passage of the years and the trees growing so high and so beautiful, the thought comes to us, do we want to leave the cottonwood trees grow there and destroy our septic tank? Or do we want to dig a new septic tank where there are no trees and put a line from the house to the new septic tank where there are no trees to put their roots into it? And it could be much simpler and easier done than to dig out all the roots from the septic tank that are there and just have them come back in again and come back in. It's certainly not a very reasonable opportunity to cut out all the cottonwood trees, because the cottonwood trees have a lot of roots under the ground. And these roots, though we might cut them off, they form new plants. What you do with a cottonwood tree is to take part of the root, and you stick it in here, and you stick it in there, and if there's any moisture around, it will take off like wildfire and become a beautiful tree, and also have beautiful roots all over every place. Now, I did this and plans to have the place be beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful, And I had friends helping, and they put in trees and put in these wonderful blooms, and the trees didn't go deep into the ground with their roots because they could find surface water from our sprinkler system, which was watering our yard so lovingly every single day. And all they had to do is just lay on the surface with the roots and drink in the water that we pumped out there for our grass and for our flowers, and they grew again more wonderfully. Now, how in the world can we accomplish this problem of our beautiful cottonwood trees and the septic tank? Now we could put in a new septic tank, that's true. And we could put in a new pipeline to it and a drainage field from it so that it does its proper job, but that's a bit of an expense. It's the cheapest way. If we try to take out all the cottonwood trees, we can't do that because the roots are everywhere. And the roots are becoming more and more everywhere as the days go on. Wherever there is water, they find their way, and they love to drink from the different places that water comes, especially from the sprinkler system and the septic tank. Now, as long as we worry about who did this job, like me, putting the cottonwood trees in and putting the septic tank where I put it, and putting the various other watering systems where I did it, all sort of inconsistent with a harmonious sewer system and watering system, I can be blamed for that. 1, 2, 3, every day, the past can be brought up. You did it, you did it, you saw it, you did it, you saw it. And I can take the blame. That's okay. I don't mind. I did do it. I did thought of it. And I am responsible for it. However, this will not solve the problem. This will not take care of the problem. Our first solution in working with a problem of the past is to let go of the past. Let go of the why it is there and why it's done. And perhaps learn a lesson not to do the same thing again. But if we do the same thing again, so be it. We just wanted it so much that we did the same thing again without taking into consideration what happens when you put the cottonwood trees near water. And this is what cottonwood trees love. And this is what we love. So, how are we going to handle that? How are we going to handle those cottonwood trees, and how are we going to put them into their proper place so that we can enjoy them and let them go? Well, I would recommend that first thing we do is say, right now, I am peace. I am peace. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Well, when you say, I am peace, you let go of the past. You let go of all previous experiences, all previous reasons that you did whatever you did or you didn't do whatever you didn't do, and you let it go. Okay, now, the next thing I would say is all is in divine order. Well, it's not in divine order. We got these problems. We got these trees growing all over the place, messing up our septic tank, messing up our yard, messing up everything. My goodness, it is terrible. Oh, can you, me, I, we, us, say all is in divine order and be meaning it? Can we say all is in divine order and let it be in divine order? Can we trust that divine order can, does, and is taking place right now, and that all we have to do is to direct our attention to it? Yes, we can. But are we willing to do it? Are we willing to let go of the past? Are we willing to let go of saying that these trees were planted by this person and that person, these trees were planted and those trees are doing badly, and this is the watering system, and this is the septic system, and this is that, and it's a problem, and it's a problem? Can we let go of the past and just live in the present? Now, you have a car which has a lot of problems. And these problems are making the car costly to run and not happy to run. And so you say of the car, all is in divine order. Now you know the car is not in divine order because the car has got problems. But you say all is in divine order because you have to put your mind in order to receive the awareness that the car is in divine order. Then you take the car to the dealer or to the repairman, and you say to the garage, you say, the car acts in this way and that way, and I would like you to give it a complete check over to find any little areas where it needs to be taken care of, and let's take care of it. And the garage man says, lady, do you realize what you're saying to us? You're giving us carte blanche to put everything new in your car. And we say to them, no, we're not giving you carte blanche to put everything you choose in the car and to put things that are not needed in there. We give you carte blanche to take care of this car as though it were your own, and you're doing it with loving care, and you're making all the parts last as long as they're designed to last, and they're all to operate perfectly. All is in divine order. We say all is in divine order about all aspects of how we are going to bring the car into divine order. And so we say all is in divine order. And as we say all is in divine order, what takes place? Well, the garage man looks at us and says, I can't take advantage of that person. I have to give them my preferred customer agreement, be as honest as I can with them, tell them it is soon you're going to have to replace this, and if you replace it now, it'll cost you this, but if you replace it later, coming in a second time, and coming in and having to take out all the stuff to put that in, it'll cost you this much, and it'll need it within a week or two or a month or so, but it doesn't absolutely need it right now. Now, he goes on, he says, here's a number of other things that could be repaired, but do not have to be repaired, and these are things that, if you repair them, your car will run like a top. It'll just run beautifully and wonderfully. Sir, how can you talk to me like that? How can you be so making me believe in you, making me trust in you? How can you do that? And he says to us, lady, you said the magic words. And we say, what do you mean, we said the magic words? You said to me, all is in divine order, and I could only give you divine order as I perceive it to be, as I believe it to be. Not more, not less, but all is in divine order. Well, sir, you are an amazing garage man. No, ma'am, I'm not an amazing garage man. People get from their garage men exactly what they expect. They think they're going to be cheated, and they're cheated. If they think they're going to be all in divine order, it's going to all be in divine order. Don't you know the principle that you're talking about, that you're living and you're believing in out there at that school you call the University of Healing? Don't you know that? Well, I'd like to think we do. Well, I do, because you left one of your books off, and I told you about it, and you said I should keep it and enjoy it. And I read it, and it's called A Gift from Self to Self. And I thought that was the most beautiful book I have ever read. And I've taught it to my family, I've taught it to my staff, I've taught it here at my garage, and I teach it everywhere. And everyone who comes in to have work done on their cars to my garage is absolutely happy, both with our appreciation of what needs to be done and our doing it, and our price. And we are a very prosperous business because people have learned they can trust us, they can believe in us, they can follow us, all because you read A Gift from Self to Self? Well, not because I read it, but because I applied what it said in my life and my world. Wow! Wow! Well, who did this to make the car needing a repair? Who did this? Who did this? Who drove the car carelessly? Who did this? Who made it? We don't ask you any questions about the past. We look only at the present, and we see that the car would benefit by having this done and that done and the other thing done, and it could be done at this price. And the car will keep running, even if you don't do it. But if you do it, the car will run better and happier, and you will get more service out of it, more life out of it, and you'll enjoy it much more. Oh, wow. And so we decided to call our yard All in Divine Order. We decided to call our septic systems on all six of our properties, all six of our buildings here, all six of our houses, all in divine order. We decided to call all of our watering systems all in divine orders. And last of all, we decided to call all of the plantings on our property all in divine order, operating perfectly, divinely, for what we want. And we realized that watering around trees like the cottonwood trees would cause their roots to spread out and search away. That's just their nature to do it. So we stopped watering our grass. We stopped watering our yard. It was full of roots and full of everything else, and it wasn't as attractive as it could be. We made it into its most natural form. And with our doing that, the roots stopped going out there because there was no water out there. And we surrounded our septic tank with our pure white light of love, and we determined that our septic tank is all in divine order now. And as we made all things in divine order now, all things are in divine order now. Yes, we ask ourselves, how do we live in the now? Can we let go of the past and stop thinking why things happened and start putting a new cause in motion that all is in divine order now? All is functioning in its perfect way now. Whatever needs to be done is done now, and it is done beautifully right now. And that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it, and that's all that we need to know. We don't need to know how it's done, where it's done, what road is to be walked along. All we do is to speak our word, all is in divine order now, and then follow the wisdom that's within us, guiding us to be in that divine order, to call forth those experiences that make it in divine order. There's nobody we can blame for these things. There's nobody we can say, it's their fault. They did this and they did that poorly. They did this and they did that in an unbeneficial way. They did this, they did that. The moment we say such things as that, we are closing the door of our benefit. We are closing the pathway of our highest good. And as we close these pathways and these doors, then our life just becomes an unhappy burden. And for our life to be an unhappy burden is a useless, not very enjoyable thing. So today, rather than quoting the past and looking to the past and saying, oh, somebody did this, oh, they did this, oh, they did that, rather I live in the present. I delight in the present. And I call all in divine order now. And calling all in divine order now, I know all is in divine order now. And it is the most wonderful, beautiful, happy, fantastic experience I could ever have in my life. And I am the happiest being on the face of the earth because I live in the now, in divine order, and it is done. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.